This week in the Civil War, on Sunday, August 23, 1863, Union General Q.A. Gilmore ended his week-long bombardment of Charleston's Confederate defenses and civilian population. Over 5,000 artillery shells had been fired against the city's defenders. Fort Sumter's entire garrison had but one functional piece of artillery left. Gilmore became one of the first generals to bombard a civilian center in the hope of achieving a military end. In truth, the shelling of Charleston only fueled the defenders' hatred for their enemies. Those citizens who remained in the city moved to areas out of range of the federal guns, and the city's manufacturing and industrial work continued, with all maritime activity shifted upriver. The stubborn Confederate defenders would resist the Union until February 1865, when the city finally fell to federal forces. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.